up, guys? Welcome to Your Life Matters podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Mariah White, and I am a passionate pediatric nurse practitioner and fired up health and happiness coach here to deliver a message to you. This podcast is meant to provide a hope and a dream that fuels your soul to dream big and to dream bold and to inspire and empower you to live out your wildest freaking dreams and to grab a hold onto the unwavering truth that you were made for more. What's up, guys? Happy Tuesday. I'm so excited that you're here. I am gonna first and foremost apologize ahead of time because, ooh, man, your girl is struggling with some allergies. It is a struggle bus here in Arizona where all of the pollen in the spring and the kick, just olive trees and everything. Super nasty, so my voice is super hoarse and not at what it needs to be, but I took last week off and I just could not go more than 1 week without connecting with you guys because, man, every time I think about this podcast, I think about the birthing of me saying, hey, my voice matters, my life matters. And when I reclaimed my life and my voice, I'm now giving other people permission to do the same through this podcast. So I have to show up for you guys because it's my heart and my soul and my mission to be able to serve. And a lot of that came from the choices that I've made over the last 6 years. It's going to be 6 years this year, guys. And I had to give time to appreciate that. And here I am, and I'm coming at you guys, and I'm just saying, hey, I love you. I appreciate you. And I wanted to give a way for all of my incredible listeners to be able to work with me one-on-one, because what you see on social media, on Instagram at Dr. Mariah White, or YouTube, or Facebook, or TikTok, or Twitter, which Twitter, TikTok, I'm trying, Pinterest, just got my own account. Like, we're trying, right? We're trying over here. But wherever you found me, or wherever you see me, or wherever you have heard of me, and now you're here on this podcast, I wanted to give you the ability to work with me. And this is kind of what this episode is about. I wanted to share with you how I birthed Born to Shine. And this episode's going to be near and dear to my heart, but it's also going to give you an idea of why. Why did I want to do something outside of my current partnership with a network marketing company? Why did I create something that is accessible to everyone? And the answer is simple. I was so tired of everyone feeling like they couldn't reach me, or couldn't touch me, or couldn't talk to me. However, the best way to say that in terms of this. In network marketing, you earn ranks, right? And as you continue to grow in ranks, this invisible line of just, I can't reach you, I can't touch you, becomes very apparent. And as I continue to show up and connect with people on team calls, or connect with people and speak on their calls, or just meet people in general, people would say, well, Mariah, you're just not like everyone else, and you're so different, and you're so, you know, personable, and you're so approachable. And I said, guess what? I bleed red just like everyone else. And I definitely think it comes from my background of being a tiny human healer. And in terms of, guys, you need to understand that when I walk into a patient's room, regardless of if it's in the hospital or in a clinic setting, I have about 30 seconds to not only gain the trust of the family, but I got about 30 seconds to gain the trust of this little tiny human who's looking at me like, who are you and what are you about to do? So very quickly, I understood that your first impression, or every impression that you have, matters. And I very quickly understood that the relationship that I build right away matters the most. So when people come into contact me in any setting where we're all together as coaches or anything, they very quickly realize that I am just a human being just like everyone else. And I'm going to talk to you just like I talk to any other person in this world because you are valued and I respect you. And well too often, I would get coaches in my world who would say, hey, I want to quit and I want to join you, or hey, I want to do this, or hey, I want you to be my mentor. And I kept having this feeling of just like, I want to help everyone. And I started collaborating with more and more coaches only to find out that even the coaches behind the curtain of that invisible line didn't have all the resources or didn't know everything or didn't have the training that they should have. Because one thing that I can say that I'm really good at is team. I played college sports. I played high school sports. I was captain. And like, I don't say that to brag. I'm just saying that I'm good at it. And I also coached national teams and club teams, regional teams. And I am good at being able to bring out the best in people. So when I sat down and I thought about, Mariah, what is the biggest part of what you love to do as a health and happiness coach? And my very first thing was mentoring. I want to mentor and empower other incredible humans to be able to know their potential. And I sat there and I said, that's it. That's what I want. Now, guys, I want you to hear me when I say this. Born to Shine was created almost 3 years ago. Almost 3 whole years. But just now, are you really starting to hear about it? Because I'm a human being and I fear failure. And I was afraid. I was afraid of what would happen. I was afraid of what would come of it. I was afraid of the judgment. But also, I was afraid that nobody would understand where I was coming from. And then I realized in the last couple of months that I just don't care. And I know that sounds awful, but you get to a point that you can no longer let that music die inside you, that you have a sheet of music that is worth playing and that you want everyone to hear. And what I want everyone to hear right now as they're listening is I want to help incredible people go out and reach their dreams. I want to help incredible people understand that they too can be possible. Because if I'm being totally frank with you, there was this unspoken rule of who looked and who was successful within network marketing. And I don't fit that mold. A lot of people that look like me don't fit that mold. And it became this chip to prove and become and grow. And then suddenly it kind of went back to our last episode of last week of appreciation. I missed the whole aspects of appreciating what I was going through, where I came from, what I was doing. And I had to say, stop, Mariah. Stop and really think about where you're going and the trajectory of what you're doing and say, is this consistent with who you are, not consistent with what you're trying to prove? And I said to myself, listen, I want to help everybody. So I'm going to mentor as many people as I possibly can within network marketing. I'm going to create a course that helps them become the leader that they are meant to be and teach them all the ins and outs of how to build this business so that they too can be successful. I'm going to do it this way. I'm not going to do it the nasty way. I'm not going to do it in a way that isn't consistent with my values or what I would want. And I'm just going to do it in a way that feels good. I'm going to do it and I'm going to call it Born to Shine because so many people are meant to shine their light and they don't have mentors and people that are loving on them or teaching them the right way. So I created a course. I created it with passion and love. And then I sat there and I said, listen, so many people saw that I had my social media hacked into, not once, but twice, and taken away. And now all of a sudden they're seeing me with 108,000 followers and they're thinking, Mariah, who did you buy? What did you do? And I'm saying, nobody. I implemented simple things, but the whole premise behind how I built my social media was showing up exactly as who I am and how I wanted to be. And now I want to teach the world to do it. I want to teach the world to be on social media, but show up as their selves and make an impact being them. No fake, no like scripted messages behind the scenes, BS, just show up as them. Show up as them and have this pride and ownership to know that whether they are white, black, Latino, you know, Asian American, whatever you are, no matter what gender you are, that you could find solace and peace in showing up as yourself on social media. And I created a course around that. And then I sat there and I said, Mariah, you have been through more trauma than you are willing to admit. And you've gone through therapy and courses and read so much PD. And now it's time to give other people the gift of how to rebuild their self-love. So I created three courses. And if you're like, Mariah, I don't know what anything you're talking about, I want you to head over to borntoshinementorship.teachable.com. Again, borntoshinementorship.teachable.com. And I want you to check it out. And then I sat there and I said, you know what? I really need to figure out how else I can help. Because once these courses are done, what else can I do? How else can I serve? What about the nursing community or nurse practitioners or people who are just wanting to know how to get out of domestic violence or whatever? And I sat there and I said, the best way for me to be able to do that, the best way that I know how to be able to do that is by serving them one-on-one. So I created an entire one-on-one coaching session so that people can really dive in and work with me. And I sat there and I said, I was going to get on a podcast and share exactly why I decided to do this, why I decided to go after it. Because if nothing else, I want you to understand that I believe in you. I believe in you so much. I was a part of the Own Your Future Challenge hosted by Dean Graziosi, Tony Robbins, Jenna Kutcher, Jamie Kern Lima, Brandon Bouchard, Russell Brunson, Trent Shelton, and the list goes on. And I sat there and I listened to the room of people and I felt like, man, millions of people needed that. Millions of people just needed to know where to start. And I was there. I remember if I would have been at that session years ago, it would have been like, whew, that's overwhelming. I don't know where I need to start. But for me, as I sat there, I just remembered feeling like you have a calling, you have a purpose within you. And I'll share more of my takeaways on a later episode, but my friend, as you're listening to this, I want you to understand that I see you and I believe in you and I see what's inside you. And above all, I just want you to listen to your heart. I want you to write out everything on your mind. People call it passion projects. Some people call it dreams. Some people call it goals. Some people say it's crazy, whatever. But I want you to write out what you want your life to look like and what music, what sheets of music you have within you that if you were to die tomorrow would die with you. Because I want you to understand that the only failure you'll ever have are the things that you don't choose to do. If I would have let Born to Shine die within me without it getting out, the only regret I would have was not sharing it. It wouldn't be a regret of, oh, I failed or I didn't have anybody sign up. It's been thriving. I've helped so many incredible people who have said, Mariah, I've never been able to have my team respond this way. Or Mariah, I've never been able to have the growth in my social media like I have recently. Or say, listen, I'm not only changing my mindset with my team and seeing exponential growth, but I'm seeing it in my family. That's what people are saying is they're doing these courses, so I know they work. But what if I would have let that sheet of music die within me? So I empower you right now to look at within yourself and see what you have and what's going on right now in your heart that you need to share with other people. Maybe you need to sit down at a laptop and think of a title of a book, write out the chapters, and then just start one page after another after another. Maybe you need to grab your phone and go to your voice memos and record a podcast episode, even if you don't even have a podcast platform. Guys, I share with you all the time, and I say it all the time on my sponsorship, Anchor. Anchor is the way to go. You want to start a podcast for free? Anchor, go check them out. Let them know I sent you. It's the best way to get started. Guys, you have everything you need. You want to start a blog? Great. Start on your Instagram or Facebook every single day. You want to create a website? Super inexpensive website, teachable.com. Amazing place to house all of your courses. Yeah, you can look into Kajabi and Mastermind and all these other things. But listen, you need something to start? Start there. There's so much out there for you to just get started. Don't let that sheet of music die within you. Because I think about if somebody wouldn't have asked me the question, where I would be. And many of you guys know my story. And if you think about it, if nobody would have invited me or asked me the question to be a part of something bigger than myself, I wouldn't be here. I would be 6 feet under instead of 6 feet above. I was going to make a permanent decision to a temporary problem. And thank God I didn't. Because now I have my beautiful girls. I have my beautiful fiance. I have a life that I love. I have a team that I love, that are my best friends, that are my village. All because of a decision I made. One decision can save somebody's life. What if what you have to say, or what you have to write, or what you have to speak about saves someone's life? Are you willing to fight past your fear of failure that doesn't mean anything to help that one person or make that one impact that could completely change the trajectory of not only their life, but yours? Don't let that sheet of music die within you. You are capable of anything. I share with you today on that episode that I was afraid, that I was scared that I would fail. And I chose to not think about failure. I chose to think about every single person that needed my help in some way, shape, or form. And to go after that and let that be my fuel and my why more than any other excuse that could have stopped me. I believe in you. I see you. I trust you. And I know that you can do this. My friends, I love you with all my heart, and always remember that your life matters.